I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. There are just a few weeks left until the next phase of the Affordable Care Act takes effect. We know that many people still have questions. We've been trying to answer them all summer. Today, we're going to focus on how the act will affect those already using the two big government health insurance programs, Medicare and Medicaid. That conversation is later in the program. First, though, we're going to focus again on Syria. President Obama has asked Congress and the American people to support a military strike on Syria after the regime allegedly used chemical weapons against its own people last month, but polls show widespread and growing resistance to the idea. And this resistance remains despite the fact that most people, America's national leadership, and the United Nations say crimes against humanity are being committed in Syria. Our guest today says that there is a third way, though, between military force and doing nothing. Luis Moreno Ocampo is the former chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, and we spoke with him earlier today. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Now, as we are speaking in the mix right now, there's an option that Russia offered yesterday to place Syria's chemical weapons under international control. Syria says that it is considering this idea. President Obama is skeptical, at least in part because the Syrians previously said they didn't have chemical weapons. But I wanted to ask if you view this as a positive development.
I think it was very important that President Obama took a firm stand. Without that energy, without that will, nothing will happen today. In the last months, nothing happened. So that's first point. Very important, President Obama moving. What the world will do, what Obama administration should do, is something to be discussed. But the idea that something should be done is the first point. Look, I was 9 years the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. I was 18 times the Security Council. In those days, I never could talk about what they should do because I have a judicial role. Now I'm very pleased to try to help. Okay, there's new things, new ideas to do. And one important thing I published was Russia is not the enemy. Russia veto resolutions because Russia is against military interventions and Russia is against regime change. But Russia will not sponsor terror states now. We're not in the Cold War time. And I think it's interesting that President Obama forced Russia to propose something. And that's a good development. It's enough? No. We should do more. And that's why I was trying to explain how the intervention of an international criminal court could help here.
Well, I think many people are clearly attracted to the idea of a third way. But what would actually happen? Would President Bashar al-Assad be brought up for charges before the International Criminal Court? I mean, and
no, it has to be a little more subtle. That's why I present the idea. Because in national setting, when your neighbor steals your bike, you go to the police go to the neighbor and investigate and rescue the bike. Here it's more complicated because no one has the right to go to Syria. It's a sovereign state. That's why sometimes the International Criminal Court in the past make decisions, indicted President Bashir for genocide, but no one can go and arrest him. The new thing here is how we can combine better the political negotiation, but to make stronger and more serious, with the intervention of the ICC and military options. So my idea is use the International Criminal Court as a future threat. So my idea is tell Mr. all the actors, because it's not just Assad. People say Al-Qaeda is there, other groups committing crimes. Okay, everyone. The idea would be you have to understand from the 1st of January 2014, the International Criminal Court will investigate any crimes. So stop the crimes now or you will be prosecuted. And to make this threat serious, we have to say, and we will enforce the arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court. Whoever is indicted will be arrested and we'll find a way to arrest them. So that would make the difference. That, I think, could happen.
If you are just joining us, I'm speaking with Luis Moreno Ocampo. He's the former chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. Of course, we're talking about Syria, and we're talking about a piece he wrote earlier this month called Between Bombing or Doing Nothing. You know, President Assad continues to maintain that he is not responsible for the chemical weapons. In fact, we remember that he had an interview with the veteran journalist Charlie Rose earlier this week, and I just want to play a short clip from that conversation when he was asked what he would say to President Obama. Here it is.
Present what you have as evidence to the public. Be transparent.
If he presents that evidence.
This is where you can discuss the evidence, but he doesn't have. He didn't present it because he doesn't have. Kerry doesn't have. No one in your administration have. If they had it, They would have presented it to you as media for the first day.
And of course, Charlie Rose is going on to say that the U.S. government believes it has presented very compelling evidence that these weapons were used and the effects that they had. There is a third choice here, which is that German media are reporting that the German intelligence seems to support the idea that there were rogue members of the regime acting without Assad's permission. I don't know if you credit that, but I think the whole question of this alleged evidence, what additional evidence could be presented? And I think some people argue that this just gives them more time to use these weapons again or to harm more people.
Okay, nothing will stop him if we are not serious. And exactly what you say, in order to understand what happened, we need an impartial court to define that. And that's what we have. The interesting thing now, the world today has an international criminal court ready to act. So we can investigate that. And in addition to that, we should investigate chemical weapons use, but also we should investigate any other crimes against humanity committed against civilians. Because it's not that we are saying, oh, Assad, you cannot kill civilians with chemical weapons, but if you kill civilians with bullets, it's okay, no problem, go ahead. No. We say no leader in the world can kill massively in their own country thinking it will be impune. No. So the intervention of the International Criminal Court could present an impartial organization to check in the evidence, but also establish the real line is no killing of civilians with chemical weapons, with bullets, in any way. You cannot kill civilians. It's prohibited. And that was Nuremberg. That is the International Criminal Court. That is a new way. So that's a concept. We can use, as a national setting, we can use a judicial system to check the evidence and to define who is responsible. But for me, in addition to that, and that is different than in a national setting, because today the International Criminal Court could not intervene in Syria because Syria is not a state party of the ICC. So the way to include the International Criminal Court is a Security Council resolution. The UN Security Council could decide. So the idea I'm discussing is if the UN Security Council decide to do it in the next 3 months, so we will start the jurisdiction in 3 months, then you create a different environment because if you're not stopping the crimes, you go to jail. And people in Syria are committing crime to gain power. So if they don't go to jail, they will stop. So we have to make a credible threat with International Criminal Court. That's what I'm trying to present. Maybe I'm not very clear.
Is part of the issue here that the International Criminal Court does not now have the standing in the community of nations now to be a credible threat? I mean, just today, for example, Kenya's deputy president, William Ruto's trial begins today at the ICC. Now, this is the first sitting official to show up and stand trial. You brought the case against him for instigating post-election violence in 2008. But Kenya's parliament has just voted to withdraw from the ICC.
But still, Ruto is still... We see what happened in Kenya. And it's a different thing what happened in the trial. The issue just the existence of the court. And in Libya, all the Security Council members, including China, Russia, U.S., India, support the idea to include the International Criminal Court there. After what happened in trial, it's a different thing for the individual responsibility. But here, what we are talking is about how to stop the crimes. How can you use different ideas to have alternatives between bombing or doing nothing? That is what I am presenting. Okay, we can use International Criminal Court to stop the crimes if we are smart. And that's what I'm proposing. Be smart, combine. In the past, in the Darfur case or in the Libya case, the Security Council never discussed how to execute the arrest warrant. And that, for me, is the new idea. If Obama administration is ready to strike, should be ready to discuss with Russia and China how to execute the arrest warrant. And if they agree on that, you stop the crimes in one day. If China, Russia, and U.S. agree how to execute eventual arrest warrant, and Assad knows they will implement the arrest warrant, it's finished. And it's not just Assad. Al-Qaeda, everyone doing crime scene. Because that is the interesting thing. It's not just about chemical weapons. It's not just about Assad. There are many actors committing crimes, and there are people using normal weapons. We have to stop everything. That is a possibility now. And that is created because of Obama's decision. So Obama decided to do something. It's a nice, interesting time to discuss what the world can do.
Do you feel that the International Criminal Court would be an appropriate enforcement mechanism in conjunction with this Russian-U.S. proposal to put these chemical weapons under international control? Would that be appropriate, or do you just think that that's a separate
That's
matter.
Important. Mm-hmm. Let me summarize. There are important things. Obama will, very important. Obama will provoke Russia to help and assist with the chemical weapons. Now that we have this conversation, we have to move forward and create a more permanent solution. An international criminal court plus enforcement could be a solution, but had to be an agreement, not just send the case to the court. Be ready to back the court decision. Be ready to arrest individually if the court decides to do that. That is the combination I'm proposing. Great Obama decision, great Russia now is on board helping, move forward to end the conflict. Not just about chemical weapons, not just about Assad. Everyone has to stop killing civilians. That's the concept. Yes.
What reaction are you getting? We only have about a minute or so left. What reaction are you getting since you floated this proposal?
No, it's okay. There are people in the corridors talking about that. I think I'm very happy that in few days, because Obama took this step, Russia answered, and now we're in a different dialogue. What I saw as a prosecutor, when the world is united, they can stop the crimes. If China, Russia, U.S., and everyone is united, they can stop the crimes in Syria. So we have to build this community. And in some way, President Obama triggered this new moment. We have to take advantage of the momentum.
Luis Moreno Ocampo is the former chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. We reached him in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he's working on a book. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.